Animated sequence. Daryl Film Distribution presents Love on the Danube. A map of Eastern Europe. A cruise boat on the Danube. A castle appears. A flock of birds. Jessica Sipos. Cocktails on the deck under the stars. Flying crown. In a castle hallway, knights raise their swords in a gauntlet. Dan Janot. A paintbrush swipes a purple streak. A motorbike moves down a country road. Disappears into the river. The cruise boat sails on. Title card. Royal Getaway. Chicago, Illinois. An upscale art gallery. Gallery DeWolf. LA Films Media Movie House Entertainment Saga Films Production. Co-produced with BNP Paribas Fortis Films Financing. Catherine Drysdale. A Woman Checks a Modern Art Exhibit. Stephen Pacey. Mark Holden. Roy McCreary. Daniel Fraser. And Catherine Disher. Casting by Anna Lee Powell, CBC. Lisa Parison, CSA. Music by Christopher Guglick. She grabs and climbs up a red stepladder to straighten the sign at the top. Sign reads, "This is Nowhere." Edited by Rob Chandler. Costume designer, Lumine Chelungu. The woman.
Are you trying to tell me something?
A man in black enters.
Ava, where are you?
Production designer.
I'm up here, Eugene.
Karine Lejeune.
Mom, what are you doing? People will be arriving soon.
Director of photography, Daniel Villeneuve.
I guess there's no accounting for taste.
She climbs down.
It's our Ava.
Executive producer, Michael McLaughlin.
I feel like there's something missing from these pieces.
Andrea Canning.
Yeah, well, I co-producers, do know
Van Dyke Kashefi, Jonathan Halperin, Daniel Kressmeri.
And even the artist can
producers,
explain why it's
Mark Venice,
so money.
Hubert Toynt,
right.
Jennifer Ritter. Produced by Borga Dorder.
What's going on with you lately?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just...
Produced by Agnes Bristow.
I don't feel like myself.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that, and you, my girl...
Written by Audrey Day.
You need a vacation. Face what you've been through.
Where would I go?
He picks up a red toy
Hello,
phone.
Hello, whatever happened to your cruise? That's all paid for.
Executive producer, Leif Bristow.
You mean my honeymoon cruise?
Yeah. Why let it go to waste?
Directed by Norma Bailey.
Eugene, there's...
He hangs up
it's
the phone.
It's been almost a year, Ava. You need to get out there again. Ruff!
My wedding was called off 1 week before walking down the aisle. That's kind of hard to get over.
He puts on his glasses.
And anyways, the trip expires in 2 weeks, and I have my weekend classes at the children's hospital, so...
I'll teach them for you.
Really?
Yeah. You need this.
And who would I get to go with me this last minute?
Cruises are a great way to meet new people, Ava. Oh, and by the way, I have another exhibition just like this one coming up next week.
Eugene looks at Ava knowingly.
What were you saying? It's a great way to meet new people.
That's my girl. Let's go.
Now a castle somewhere in Europe. A bearded man in his 30s moves through a storage room. Various sculptures and artworks are covered with sheets. Light streams through arched windows. He lifts a sheet from a sculptured bust of a woman. An older man enters. Older man.
Good morning, Your Highness.
His Highness.
Morning, Reynolds.
Working on the gala?
Yes, yes, I've chosen some lovely paintings for the auction, but there's still so many pieces just lying here collecting dust. It's such a shame.
You know that there's no more room on the palace walls.
Look at this.
He lifts the sheet off a busy, colorful, large abstract painting. Reynolds is unimpressed.
Well, it's an abstract that Max and Katrine got as a wedding gift. It's called The Brink. Tobias Hoffler. Sense of peace comes over me every time I look at it.
I see a chaos of colors.
In the eye of the beholder.
And I have enough chaos in my life juggling the various elements of this job.
Something going on?
I've been with your father. He wants to see you immediately.
Ah, does he now? Let me guess, this has something to do with last night, around 2 a.m.
A perceptive guess, sir.
Lead on.
They start to leave.
Jacket, sir.
Taking a last look at the painting, the prince puts on his jacket. He follows Reynolds out. Next, in an opulent living room area, an older man paces reading a paper. An older woman and a young man and woman are drinking tea. The prince enters and greets them formally.
Mother, father, Max, Katrine.
The king looks at him.
In front of the palace, Joseph.
He thrusts the newspaper at
really?
Him. The headline reads, Prince Joseph pulled over. A photo.
Oh, yes, that's a terrible photo.
Of him getting a ticket.
Is this what they're calling a stop the presses moment now? I'm sorry, Father. It won't happen again.
That's what you said the last time. This is about perception. People look up to us.
We're royals. We don't embarrass the family. And we don't get speeding tickets.
Well, it's because none of you drive.
Yusuf drops the paper on a coffee table.
All right. I have fun.
He picks up and eats a cookie.
But I also work hard. You know how much I contribute to our charitable efforts.
Max.
Yusuf's been a big help sourcing items for the gala auction.
And it's appreciated, but this is much bigger than that. You're next in line to be king. And we can't keep going round in circles like this. If you're not willing to settle down like Max, find a suitable partner.
The Queen.
We have the royals from Denmark coming to stay with us this week. I told the King and Queen that Yosef would entertain Princess Gudrun.
Bless you, Mother, but I don't want to be set up. But thank you.
Then you need to think about your future, your place in this monarchy. I suggest you take some time away from the palace before you give me your answer.
An answer, Father, for...
For whether you wish to be the future king. You have 2 weeks.
But that's such a big decision, Father. Can't it wait? The gala's in 2 weeks, and Yosef still hasn't secured all the auction items.
I've made up my mind.
Reynolds.
May I interject with a possible solution, Your Majesty?
Of course, Reynolds.
The paintings are from the royals in Germany and Austria. I happen to know of a cruise along the Danube that stops near the palaces.
Oh, a cruise sounds fun. You see, I could secure the auction items in person and... Take some time to think.
Slay two dragons with one sword, if you will.
I like it.
How did you hear about this cruise, Reynolds?
The captain is a former colleague of mine.
Is he trustworthy? We don't need any more headlines.
Let's just say I trust him with my life, Your Majesty.
Noted.
What about the passengers? What if one of them recognizes him?
No, I'm barely recognized outside of Baldonia. It'll be fine.
And cruises are perfect for rest and relaxation.
Reynolds will go with you, of course.
So, shall I make the call, Your Majesty?
Everyone looks toward the king.
All right. Let's get packing.
Yosef eats his cookie. He exits the room, followed by Reynolds. Next aboard the cruise ship, the Emerald Sun. The captain makes an announcement.
Welcome to the Emerald Sun and Ingolstadt, Germany.
Ava walks on board.
The fortress on the river is now yours to explore. Our crew is standing by, ready to assist and get you settled into your cabins. We hope you have a good day on this first leg of your journey.
Teddy is greeting guests. Teddy greets Ava.
Welcome aboard. I'm Teddy Connors.
She shakes her hand.
Cruise director.
Hi,
Ava.
Ava McKayla.
Are you waiting for anyone else?
No, I'm traveling by myself.
I have you in 302. Oh, it's...
Teddy checks her list.
One of our honeymoon suites.
More closet space for me.
Well, you're going to meet so many great people on this cruise, Ava. Especially at dinner when we rotate everyone around. It's a lot of fun.
Great.
Next, a car pulls up alongside the moored Emerald Sun. Reynolds and Yosef get out of the car. Reynolds.
We can pick up the keys and leave the luggage with a porter.
Yosef.
Good. I'll go get the lay of the land.
Now, wait. I just need to find him.
Yosef walks off. The chauffeur takes the luggage porter out of the trunk.
You're quick as you can.
Thank you.
Now Yosef walks up the gangplank of the Emerald Sun. He buttons his blue sports jacket as he walks. He sees Teddy chatting with Ava.
Really?
A woman struggles with a pile of luggage.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Teddy thrusts her clipboard at Ava and goes to the woman. The luggage pile is toppled. Yosef approaches Ava, thinking she works on the ship. Yosef.
Good afternoon. Could you tell me what time high tea is?
Ava.
High tea?
Yes, you know, finger sandwiches, scones.
Yeah, I know what high tea is. Fit for a king, right?
Well, they do get all the best perks.
Right. You know, you look a little familiar.
If you could just direct me where to go.
Oh,
Reynolds appears.
We've got our keys. Sorry to have bothered you.
Right.
Reynolds shepherds Yosef away. Reynolds.
I asked you to wait.
Yosef.
She almost recognized me. Maybe it's my look. Too distinctive.
I've never thought so, sir.
I think it's time for a change, Reynolds.
They continue on their way. Next in their cabin, Yosef's thick beard is shaved to a shadow of itself. His dark hair is styled differently.
Done, Reynolds.
Yusuf.
I barely recognize myself.
Looking in the mirror.
Is there anything you can't do?
Reynolds.
No, sir. I have you listed on the manifest as Joe Alexander. What do you plan on telling the other passengers as to why you're here?
I'll tell them the truth, but I'm securing art pieces for a charity auction.
Good, because we've been invited to sit at the captain's table tonight. Oh, and remember, I can't call you Your Highness or Sir.
That's right. I'm just Joe.
Later that night, musicians play in a dining room. The captain's table. Reynolds greets the captain.
Hello, Miles.
Captain.
I see Operation Scion is off to a good start.
Reynolds.
With your help,
Joseph approaches. Hereafter, Joe.
Joe, this is Captain Mac.
Joe.
Very nice to meet you.
Welcome to my table, Joe.
Thank you.
Please, take a seat.
Reynolds and Joe take their seats. Teddy approaches with Ava.
Captain, this is Ava. Ava, this is Captain Mac.
They shake hands.
Lovely to meet you.
Ava.
I've never sat at a captain's table before. Is there any special etiquette?
Only that you have to laugh at all my jokes. Please take a seat.
Ava takes her seat. Now Betty approaches.
Good evening, Captain.
Good evening.
Teddy to Betty.
I placed you next to Reynolds. He seems quite interesting.
Betty.
You always have my back, Teddy.
Let me seat you.
Thank you.
The captain leads Betty to her seat. Teddy sits beside her. Reynolds smiles at Betty.
Welcome to the cruise, everyone.
Ava's beside Joe.
Whether it's your first trip or your sixth.
Betty.
Oh, tenth.
Or your tenth.
Reynolds.
Catered to on a luxurious ship. I should have been you in another life.
I do enjoy being catered to.
A woman after my own heart.
Do you play golf?
St. Andrews, every autumn.
They have mini golf on the ship.
That'll do, if it's with you.
Joe looks at Ava. Ava.
Nice haircut.
Joe.
Thank you. You as well. I'm Joe. Joe Alexander. How long have you been working on the ship for?
I'm a passenger. Ava Michaela.
You are? But I thought... Oh, I'm sorry. Why the Danube?
It's a long story for another time. What about you?
We're on a working trip.
Oh, what do you do?
We're collecting royal art pieces for a charity auction.
I'm in the art world, too. I love seeing when it goes to a good cause. How'd you get into that?
Oh, it's a family thing. It's been going on for hundreds of... I mean, you know, for many generations.
Things become a bit awkward. The captain raises a glass.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make a toast to this wonderful cruise. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ava and Joe clink glasses. They drink their wine. The next day, Ava goes ashore. Outside a shop, she looks at silk scarves hanging from a rack. Next, she approaches a table. She picks up a leaflet, looking at it. Joe approaches. Joe.
Ava.
Ava looks up. Ava.
Joe. Hi.
Hello. I should apologize for last night, thinking you were the cruise director. I was a bit confused.
Don't worry about it. We're even. I actually thought you were a friend from high school for a second.
Well, I just have one of those faces. So you said you're in the art world?
I manage a gallery in Chicago. Mostly modern pieces.
How impressive. Did you go to school for that?
Art history.
Are you from Chicago, then?
They start walking together.
Born and raised. What about you?
Baldonia?
I can't say I know that country.
It's very small. Like a fishbowl. Not like Chicago. Do you like your work at the gallery?
Depends on the day. It tends to attract people who claim they love art. But collectors these days are just looking for their next big investment.
Are you suggesting that people with money don't appreciate art?
No. But it does tend to attract a certain type of...
money dilettante?
They continue walking.
Do you want to look around together? I don't think there are any snobby collectors here, but you never know, you might find the next Picasso.
I'd like that.
What?
Joe and Ava continue walking around the picturesque European town. They look at a fresco above a doorway. Now they stand on an elegant sculpted balcony. Now they stand before an abstract canvas similar to the one in the storage room. Joe.
I see water below, and it grounds the image.
Ava.
In contrast to the celestial chaos above, it reminds me of this Austrian artist I love, Bias Hofler.
Hofler? Yes, he's very talented.
Right? His emotional depth, relatable themes?
Oh, he's a genius in the abstract world.
So you know his work. What about the Brink?
Schnitzel. Do you smell schnitzel? I'm hungry all of a sudden.
Joe goes off in search of schnitzel. Nick's in a patio. Joe and Ava sit at a table with a red and white check tablecloth. Joe.
I'm glad we ran into each other today. This has been fun.
Ava.
Completely unexpected, but yes, fun.
It's amazing how many talented but undiscovered artists are out there.
It must be tough for them.
Also endearing. That time in your life where you don't have a penny to your name, but you love what you do, and you're excited about the future. Some days I give anything to be a blank canvas again.
What did you mean when you said it's a long story when I asked you why you're here?
I'm not sure you want to hear it.
Try me.
He sips his beer.
Okay. But no Bridezilla jokes.
I don't even know what that means, so... no jokes.
This was supposed to be my honeymoon, Chris.
I was not expecting that. What happened?
You could say it was a change of heart.
For whom? You or him?
For both. But sometimes you have to make tough decisions when your hand is forced. And now, here I am, and my boss says I need to work on myself.
I know all about that.
You were left at the altar by a runaway bride?
Last year, yes, it's true. I don't want to talk about it. I guess you could say I'm also taking stock of my life on this trip.
Care to share anything?
It's my father, actually. He wants to know if I want to take over the family business someday.
You said you do charity work, right?
Well, that's one branch of what we do. He wants me to be the CEO, if you will, of the entire enterprise.
Wow, that's huge. But is that what you want?
I'm not sure I'm a good fit. At the same time, it's a great honor.
Well, it sounds like we both have some soul searching to do.
Maybe we could search our souls together.
They clink their glasses, then drink their beer. Now back on the Emerald Sun, the mini golf course. Reynolds is seriously sizing up a shot. Betty looks on. Reynolds.
It's just a birdie attempt. You're not defusing a nuclear device.
He hits the ball. It goes up a ramp
Stay
and over
on
a loop.
Target.
They watch as it rolls past the hole. Betty looks at him.
That putt had more twists than a spy novel.
Betty.
You seem a little tense, Reynolds.
I'm fine.
All right. What is it?
Well, I was hoping to see Joe. I checked in with him all day.
Do you need him for something?
He's supposed to be working something out for work.
Oh, well, maybe he's with Ava, the woman from the captain's table. She seemed awfully smitten with him the other night.
You noticed. Subtle tells, touching her face, dilated pupils.
Charity work or behavioral sciences, Reynolds?
No, I'm just fascinated by people, what makes them tick.
He taps the ball again and misses.
Oh.
Betty knocks it into the hole.
And that's what you call compromised. Looks like I owe you lunch.
Actually...
She moves closer to Reynolds.
It's all inclusive.
I know. That's why I offered.
Best 2 out of 3?
Why not?
Later that night, shipboard. The clear sky is filled with stars. Joe and Ava sit on deck looking up. Joe...
You're very easy to be with.
Ava.
And so are you.
Come with me to Roth Palace tomorrow. We can explore a little before I have to pick up one of my auction items.
I should really stick with the tour. You could sign up too if you like.
Reynolds approaches.
Good evening.
Nice to see you, Reynolds.
Ava gets up.
See you later, Joe.
Ava goes off.
Your Highness... With all due respect, what are you doing?
I'm enjoying the cruise.
Joseph's his wine.
You're supposed to be thinking about your future. Your father won't be happy.
My father wants me to decide what it is I want. Right now, I want to be with Ava.
Are you going to tell her who you are then?
I will.
The next day, mist rises in the distant mountains. On board the ship, the captain makes an announcement.
Welcome to Wilhelmshaven, Germany. A quaint three-river town located at the confluence of the Vils, the Wuffa, and the Danube. Happy exploring.
Teddy.
You're going to love Roth Palace.
Gives Ava a brochure.
It's one of my favorite tours of the cruise.
Ava.
I'm so excited.
Joe approaches.
Hello.
Joe, I have you as a last-minute add-on for the tour.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fan of castles, too?
Honestly, it depends on the day. I mean, of course, who isn't?
Teddy gives him a brochure.
Well, enjoy you, too.
Teddy goes off.
Have you been to a lot of castles?
Oh, one or two.
She looks at him curiously.
The secret doors and passageways are the best part. When I was a kid, I used to go read about them. In books. It was... Look, the door's leaving.
Joe goes off. Ava follows. Now the tour group enters the castle. Joe points out a panel in the wall.
See that? That's a secret door right there.
Ava.
I never would have spotted that.
It takes a trained eye.
They look at the large portraits on the walls.
Look at all this history. The stories this castle could tell. The legends and more. I love it.
Castles are also symbols of power and authority.
Maybe hundreds of years ago.
Maybe still now.
They walk through the Great Hall.
Well, I think it's great the royal family sharing this. The art is... it's magnificent. Could you imagine managing a place like this? It's like one giant gallery, but with no bias, no agenda. All you need is a ticket and an open heart.
Is that how you see palaces?
They enter another room.
Yeah. Opening these doors is a gift to the world. Connection to the past.
They've walked away from the tour.
What kind of royalty does Baldonia have?
The stuffy kind. I mean, isn't all royalty stuffy?
I don't actually know any, but I know they live a charmed life.
Reynolds greets them.
Good afternoon. Enjoying the palace?
Very much so.
Good. Joe, it's time to pick out a painting down in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the chamber?
It's in the lower level of the castle.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Do you mind if I join?
Oh, I don't think you'd like it down there. It's very grim.
Very gloomy.
Perfect. A real castle experience.
Ava looks at Joe.
Okay.
Reynolds holds up a finger.
One moment, Ava. I have a business question for Joe.
Of course.
Ava steps aside. Joe steps up to Reynolds.
What are you doing? Well, I can't tell her now.
All right, I'll handle it. But we should have a code word if the Queen shows up. Regal. Regal is the code
Reynolds
word.
Reynolds takes out his phone.
Ah, looks like the curator needs another 10 minutes. Why don't I meet you down there? I'll get her to send an escort.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Reynolds.
Reynolds goes off. Now they're led down to a lower level.
I wonder if this was a dungeon.
A woman opens a gate.
It was.
They walk down a well-lit corridor.
You know, they say that the restless spirits of criminals and monsters still roam these tunnels to this day.
They do not.
Oh, they do.
Joe stops abruptly.
You did not just do that.
Oh, that's good. But actually, you know, criminals would have been locked up in the tower, not the dungeon. Mm,
much better.
They enter a storage area. Reynolds.
Ah! Welcome to the chamber. This is where they keep their archival pieces.
Where's the curator? I was hoping to meet her.
She had to go. You know how it is when the Queen calls. But she said these are the two paintings you can choose from when you're ready.
To Joe.
The Queen was just here.
Just don't take too long. In case she comes back.
Reynolds, we're fine.
Until you're not.
Reynolds goes off.
Look at all this stuff. Hundreds of years of artifacts, gifts, and weapons. Such a shame it's just sitting here collecting dust.
That's what I always say. I mean, all art should be admired, shouldn't it? Should we take a look at these? Go ahead.
They remove the sheets from the two canvases. One is a painting of two ships at sea.
Is that a Baricelli? And a Conrad? Joe, you could get millions for either one of these.
A rocky seascape.
How did you convince the royals to donate?
Well, I used my family's connections, and I
assured the royals their donations would go to a good place. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm drawn to this one.
The seascape.
There's a sort of mystery about it, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. On this side, the birds and the dark sky are perhaps symbols of emotional distress, but there's a contrast.
Yes, on this side, the flowers growing, the town rebuilding. It feels more like hope.
Exactly. A duality of existence.
Like it's connecting us to something bigger. You know, I would have just thrown a dart to choose between these two. The way you just sized it up.
Well, so did you.
What? Because of you.
Reynolds reappears.
Did you decide?
Oh, yes. This one.
A very regal choice.
Mm-hmm.
Regal.
Oh, we should go.
Did you see another monster?
Joe and Ava exit the chamber.
Kids.
Now the Queen and three others descend a staircase. Joe and Ava are coming up from the chamber. Joe ducks out of the way. Ava.
Is that the Queen?
The Queen passes.
Hmm? What's that? I think it was right over here.
They walk on. The Emerald Sun sails down the Danube. Back on board, Teddy greets Ava.
Ava, how is the palace?
Ava.
Oh, it was breathtaking. Everything I imagined. I think I might have even seen the Queen. But most importantly, the art. I felt like I was back in college. It was so inspiring.
Ah, that's great.
And Joe made it fun, too.
Really?
Yeah, I helped him pick out a piece for the charity auction, and I seem to know a lot about castles.
Sounds like you two are a good match. I hope you get to spend more time together.
Yeah, I still can't figure him out, though.
They stop.
How do you mean?
Well, maybe I'm overanalyzing. I do that a lot these days. But we were having a moment with the paintings, and suddenly he wanted to leave. Like, in a hurry. It's strange.
Maybe he realized you needed to get back to the ship. I mean, that happens sometimes with our passengers. They got all caught up in the amazing ports, and all of a sudden it's a race to the ramp.
Maybe you're right.
He seems like a good guy. It's just a hunch, but if you two are getting along well, I wouldn't overthink it.
Thanks, Teddy.
Teddy goes off. The King,
Reynolds,
at the Beldonian Castle.
Checking in to see how things are going.
Did Yozhev secure the painting today at Roth Palace?
Reynolds.
Yes, he did, sir. I think he'll be very pleased.
Wonderful.
In the stateroom.
And the other part of the trip?
Intercuts.
I'm working on it, sir.
The King walks.
Is there a problem?
With Max.
Small distraction, but actually, Prince Yozhev's just...
Joe listens.
Yozhev just... what?
He's meditating. Yes, it's very, zen here on the ship, Your Majesty.
Oh, that's good.
Joe signs okay.
All right, we'll check in again soon.
Joe.
Thank you for that.
That was a near miss with the Queen today, sir. What would have happened if Ava had realized who you were? It could have caused a scene.
You were right. As always, thank you for the save.
Of course, it's what I do best. But don't you think it's time to tell her, sir? I can see you're growing close.
I will. I just need to find the right moment. It's complicated, you know, what with my situation and with her past.
Would you want me to whip up a psychological profile?
No, Reynolds.
Okay. How about a drink?
Now you're talking.
The ship sails down the Danube. Ooh. Now in a lounge. Reynolds.
The secret to a good martini is orange bitters in mine, please.
Oh, Betty.
For a second, I thought you were going to say shaken, not stirred.
A martini in a British accent, and everyone assumes you're James Bond.
Are you?
Well, I do have the dry, wet, and quick reflux.
Joe face palms.
Ava, come join us.
Ooh, martinis. I'm in.
Ava joins them at the bar.
Do you have any chartreuse?
Chartreuse? Mm-hmm. Interesting choice.
It gives it a certain elegance. When I was bartending in college, I always used to push my fancy creations on all the beer drinkers.
Bartending, eh?
Yeah, for 4 years. Those tips helped pay my way through school.
Admirable.
Every job has its advantages.
Yeah, and this one sure did. Free martinis.
I feel like we should have a toast.
To martinis.
And to making things happen.
Here, here.
They raise their glasses and sip their martinis.
Mm.
Joe to Ava.
Would you like to go for a little walk?
Sure.
They take their martinis and go off.
We'll catch you kids later.
Gin.
Cheers.
Reynolds and Betty toast.
Honestly, you're incredible.
Joe walks with Ava.
You're too kind. It just comes easy to me. I've been analyzing art since I could finger paint. I am most fond of the double dip technique.
Ah, yes, yes.
In another restaurant, they sit at a table.
Myself, I've always been partial to the timeout technique.
What's that one?
Oh, you throw the paint everywhere and you get put in timeout? Yes, I don't always color between the lines.
Well, it's better than coloring in the lines. Just bottle everything up inside and pretend everything's okay.
You said your fiancé forced your hand. What happened?
It started with a promotion. Simon got a month before the wedding. One day he came over and told me we were moving to New York. I have no problem picking up and moving to a new city, but what I do have a problem with is he never even asked me if I wanted to go.
So you called it off?
Not immediately. I mean, I had my dress, gifts were showing up at my apartment every day, but it definitely got me thinking.
And what did you do?
I asked him if I was the love of his life. He paused. It's all I needed to know.
Wow. Any regrets?
It's more like I doubted myself.
Self-doubt, it's part of the journey, isn't it? It's how we grow from it that really matters. Ava, I hope you know that your worth is not defined by one man or one moment. It's defined by the incredible person you are. You deserve to be with someone who could see that.
Thanks for saying that, Joe.
The next day, the Emerald Sun sails down the Danube. The captain makes an announcement.
Welcome to Linz, known for its spectacular museums and galleries. We do hope you get out to experience the local culture. From all the crew, Zich Amuseum.
Now coffee in hand, Ava exits a cafe. Joe approaches. Joe.
Ah, I see great minds think alike.
She turns toward him.
I heard this is the best coffee in Linz.
Ava.
Try the Café Vicure.
Good tip. Eine Café Vicure, bitte.
Joe, I wanted to thank you for last night, for what you said.
Well, I meant every word. You just have to believe in yourself. So, what are we doing today?
We?
Oui. Oh, sorry, too presumptuous.
No, it's nice. Well, I've been thinking about something. I could barely sleep last night.
Everything all right?
Yes. The art at the palace yesterday. It made me realize that I've lost some of that passion that used to come so easily to me. It made me see that that's what's been missing in my work.
Joe's coffee arrives.
Danke.
Anyways, I have this crazy idea.
Well, I love crazy ideas.
They start to walk.
You know how we were talking about the artist Tobias Hoffler?
Yes?
He once turned down 100,000 euros for a painting. Said the higher the price tag, the lower the integrity of his work. He sold it to a local library for 1 euro.
Well, that's certainly making a point.
And the point is, he tries to keep his work away from the scene, the more pretentious side of the gallery world. He just wants people to enjoy it.
It's admirable.
That's the kind of artist I want to work with. Someone who wants their art to be shared and appreciated by real people. When I was in college, I told myself one day I was going to meet Hoffler. And right now I feel like if I could just find him, I don't know, maybe that could be my blank canvas.
I believe he's supposed to be quite the recluse, though. I don't know if he wants to be found.
Joseph's his coffee.
Well, I read he lives right here in Linz. And I'm going to find him. Are you in?
I sure am.
Ava walks a few steps ahead. and Ava continue walking down a picturesque street. Chatting, they walk down a quaint street.
Well,
Joe to a street artist.
The artist Tobias Hoffman?
Artist.
Try artist Sally.
They continue walking. Joe browses while Ava speaks with a vendor. Ava rejoins Joe.
She says it's just up this way.
Now they climb a stone staircase. Ava.
You have an eye for art. What did you study in college?
International relations.
That's interesting.
My father's idea.
Did you do anything with it?
Well, I do international work with the charities, of course, but honestly, not really.
Can't think of too many things more important than charity. You never said what kind?
Oh, children's, so mostly scholarships, hospitals, that sort of thing.
I love that. I actually teach art at the Chicago Children's Hospital every Saturday.
Do you? That's amazing.
Seeing their smiling faces when I walk through the door with all my supplies is priceless. It gives them something to look forward to. They're dealing with a lot.
I can only imagine.
It's good for them. It's good for me. Puts things into perspective. The studio's just up here.
They approach ornate wooden doors.
Are you sure this is it?
Ava spots Hoffler's name on a panel.
Oh,
she presses the buzzer.
Oh. Well. If he's not answering.
I've come all this way. What are you doing?
Joe presses all
Someone
the buttons.
Someone has to answer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ah, guten Tag, liebe Dame. Liebe Tobias Hoffler hier.
Danke, Charles. Auf eine Gefahr.
Vielen Dank.
I'm nervous. Why am I nervous?
But you've been following him for years, and now you're finally going to meet him.
Joe reaches for the door handle. They enter the building. Now in Tobias Hoffler's studio. The studio is cluttered with easels and canvases. Ava.
Hello.
Joe and Ava walk through the studio.
Is anybody here?
Tobias.
Leave the clay by the counter.
He's up on a scaffold.
Are you Tobias?
He looks at them.
Who's asking?
I'm Ava. I'm from a gallery in Chicago, and this is Joe.
Tobias comes down.
Who let you in here?
Joe.
Oh, the door was open.
Tobias looks at Joe.
You look familiar. You know, Ava is a big fan of yours. Speak.
Do you like Jankowski?
They follow Tobias around.
Early or later?
The earlier provocative works. I feel a similar energy.
He grabs a brush and scrubs at a painting.
No one has ever compared me to Jankowski. People think I'm too abstract.
Well, ideas aren't abstract.
Joe looks at a painting.
It's not your fault if people aren't making the connection. Not everything has to be a statement. It's okay for it to be a question.
Why exactly are you here?
If you ever want to collaborate, I really respect your message.
Not interested.
She takes out her business card.
Well, if you change your mind, here's my card.
Tobias nods. Ava steps away, then back.
I want you to know how inspired I was by your painting, The Brink. Whatever happened to it?
Last I heard, it was bought as a wedding gift for some royals.
Do you know who?
Can't remember.
One last question. Why did you call it The Brink?
Because we're all teetering on the brink of triumph. Or disaster. Which path will you choose?
Thank you for your time.
Joe and Ava leave Tobias' studio. Now back on the street. Ava.
Brink of disaster?
They walk together.
I feel like I need to burn some sage.
Joe.
He's definitely an eccentric. Although, I think you're focusing on the wrong half of what he said. See, you've already been to the brink of disaster, and look at you now.
On a cruise. Alone. Rethinking my life.
You're not alone. And the way you spoke to him in there, I don't think he's ever been sized up like that in his life. You have a way of seeing things differently.
You always say the sweetest things to me.
Well, you make it very easy.
Next, they're at a table in a cafe.
So there's a painting party tomorrow in Passau. Do you want to team up?
A painting party? Does that mean we work together on a painting?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to.
Okay, so the prize is a gourmet dinner in Vienna. I think that we could win this.
Oh, you're competitive. Now, I don't want to disappoint you.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to go ask Tobias. Of course I want you to be my partner.
All right, I'm in.
This is really delicious. Mm. What's it called again?
Linzer Tort. My mother used to sneak down to the kitchen in the middle of the night to make it with me.
Sneak?
Well, no. My father doesn't exactly approve of desserts.
Or travel. Or art degrees.
We have a bit of a tenuous relationship.
Have you tried to work it out? Should talk to him about what's bothering you.
There isn't that much constructive talking in my family. It's more, My brother and I were mainly raised by a nanny.
What was that like?
Well, she had to deal with a scruffy little imp who was always getting into trouble. That was me. My younger brother, Max, he's the golden child.
Was that hard for you?
It can be. Especially when there's so much expected of you as the eldest.
Are you talking about the CEO position?
Max would be better suited to it.
Well, as long as it all stays in the family, right?
Ava takes out her phone.
Ava, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, it's Tobias. It's about the Brink.
Now they walk along the river.
Tobias says the painting was sold to a man who owns a jewelry store in Vienna.
Oh, you're turning into quite the sleuth, aren't you?
I do love a good Dateline episode.
If it was sold as a wedding present, wherever it ended up, it's probably not for sale.
Well, I have to try since we'll be in Vienna. And he'll know who the couple is.
The Emerald Sun sails down the Danube. Now on the bridge of the ship, the captain chats with Reynolds. Captain.
But that was years ago. So tell me, how's Operation Scion coming?
Reynolds.
It's not. We have an obstacle to the mission.
A woman?
Ava. She was at your table the first night.
Ah, yes. I can see why he'd be taken by her.
The king is not going to be happy, and we have less than a week before we return home. Any thoughts?
Remember the Codebreaker.
Oh, yes. Who could forget? He infiltrated the royal computer networks.
We have 48 hours until the Silver Jubilee.
He was threatening to expose the royals' dirty laundry.
And you made the call to deliberately make mistakes on our investigation, ultimately tripping up the Codebreaker.
Yes, it was pure genius. But where are you going with this?
Be there for Joseph. But make some intentional mistakes. Let him fly and see where he lands.
This feels like the old days, doesn't it?
Reynolds takes out his phone.
Speaking of the Scion.
He answers.
Yes, Your Highness. Yes, I can do that for you. Yes, sir.
Reynolds opens the door to the bridge.
See you to the painting party.
He exits onto the deck.
Yes, of course.
The captain closes the door. The next day, the painting party. Teddy.
Welcome to our painting and Pinot contest.
The captain stands beside
her. Each team has an hour to put their own spin on this beautiful landscape.
Betty participates.
And the captain and I will be judging on color and artistic talents.
Captain.
The winners get a private gourmet dinner for two in Vienna.
Teddy holds the envelope. Joe to Reynolds.
Did you arrange for transportation?
Reynolds.
Yes. And everything else we talked about?
All arranged.
Thank you, Reynolds.
Reynolds goes off. Joe joins Ava at their canvas. Ava.
We have to beat them.
Reynolds is with Betty.
My eye on the prize.
Your eye on the prize, but you've already won me over.
Betty.
Oh, this is a nice look.
So, Joe ties on an apron.
Just needs a little something.
Ava ties a scarf around his neck.
What's happening?
Look at those two.
Nice.
There's something special there.
I'm afraid you're right.
Yes, I believe this is what we call artistic differences.
Still removes the scarf.
I think we should put an abstract spin on it. Make it our own.
Yes. Yeah, something that tells a story.
Betty paints.
Now, I know there's no actual pink in the landscape, but I think it just brightens everything up. My favorite color. Can you tell?
She wears a pink sweater.
You do know I'm colorblind, don't you?
And scarf.
Oh, dear God.
Are we going to win?
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Is that why all the trees are black?
You're immediately inspired. I love it.
They all work on their paintings. Betty measures with her thumb.
Actually, very good.
The paintings are taking shape.
Yes, I like it. We get the feeling of the landscape without it being so directly representational.
That's working well, isn't it?
Yes. Maybe colorblind, but at least you can draw.
Excuse me.
Teddy and the captain check out the paintings. He checks Reynolds and Betty's. Betty.
I'm in charge of pink.
No, that's all right.
Joe and Ava continue working on the landscape. They work on abstract foliage against a steeple.
No, it's all right. Try this.
Joe adds a few brushstrokes.
Nice save.
I don't know if it's the altitude getting to me, but I was just thinking painting together is about more than just painting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you drew the outline, I mixed the colours, we've smoothed out each other's mistakes, and look what we've created. A beautiful blend of inspiration and forgiveness.
Are you still talking about the painting now or something else?
Ava looks at Joe. Teddy.
Okay, everyone, time's up. The judges are coming through.
The captain and Teddy look at Joe and Ava's painting. The captain and Teddy move on. Then they look at Reynolds and Betty's.
And the winner of the painting and Pinot contest is...
Everyone waits in anticipation. The captain.
Betty and Reynolds.
Yes!
No!
Betty and Reynolds embrace.
I'm shocked!
Ava.
No special dinner for us.
Joe.
Well, actually...
Takes off his apron.
I arranged for a bit of a backup plan. In case. I mean, given my art skills.
I can't believe you were rooting against us. I mean...
No, not against us, just against me. That's a big difference. Look, I just didn't want you to leave empty-handed. Come with me.
They go off together. On shore, Joe leads Ava to a waiting motorbike. Joe.
Your chariot waits.
Ava.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going?
Oh, that's a secret.
Joe puts on gloves.
I've never been on a motorcycle.
Really? Well.
He gives her a helmet.
In that case, I promise I'll go the speed limit.
He picks up his own helmet and they get on the bike. Later, in an upscale restaurant, a string quartet is playing. Joe and Ava enter the restaurant. Ava.
Wow, this is for us?
Joe.
It's for you. You deserve the best.
How did you pull this off?
Well, I had a little help. Reynolds is very good with top secret missions.
He holds out his hand and she takes it. Now they sit at a romantic candlelit table while the string quartet plays nearby. Ava.
My sisters could see me now.
Joe.
Oh, what would they say?
They would say, what have you done with my sister? They'd never believe after the year that I've had that I'd be sitting here with you. This is, it's like a fairy tale.
Were they surprised when you came on a cruise?
Yes. But they were mostly proud of me for getting back out there. You know, you picked the perfect night to do this.
Oh?
Today would have been my 1 year wedding anniversary.
I had no idea.
It's okay, because you made today the best day ever.
Joe gets up from the table.
Dance with me, Ava.
Ava joins him. The two dance together. Ava kisses Joe. They rub noses.
I'd like to keep seeing you after the cruise.
Joe, I really like you.
A lot.
But this would never work. I mean, we're an ocean apart. I think we should go back to the ship.
The next day on the ship, the captain...
As we sail into Vienna, embrace the history of this nearly 2,000-year-old city, the City of Music. Get ready to waltz through centuries of culture and elegance. It won't disappoint.
Ava.
Aren't you excited we may find the brain?
They walk down a Viennese street.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Joe wears shades and a ball cap.
You look like you're in the witness protection program.
That's because someone was knocking on my door very early this morning and I'm rather tired.
I wanted to get there right when it opened.
They enter a jewelry store. Proprietor.
Hello.
Leo?
Leo.
Yes?
Hi, my name is Ava McAuliffe and this is Joe...
Just Joe.
Just Joe.
How can I help you? Are you looking for an engagement rings? I've got a cushion cut, princess cut, waffle cut.
No, we're not getting engaged. I'm actually just wondering about a painting you might have purchased called The Brink by Tobias Hoffler. It was purchased as a wedding gift.
Joe notices a photo of Max and Katrine.
I did not buy it directly, but I knew about the piece and I arranged the sale.
For a royal.
Joe hides his face.
What is it about?
I work at an art gallery and there's an interested party in the painting.
Oh, I'm sure they will never sell it. It's a unique piece.
You know what? Maybe I will see that princess cut.
Yeah, Leo goes to get the ring. Ava takes out her phone and snaps a photo of the photo of Max and Katrine. Leo returns.
And here it is.
Ava looks at the selection of rings. A woman enters the store.
You know, I'm not quite sure we're ready for marriage yet, sweetie.
Oh, well, honey, you know, I'll wait as long as you want. Because I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
The customer takes a subtle photo.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
They exit the shop on the street.
Did I just make a marriage joke?
I think you did.
Does that mean I'm officially healed?
It means you're moving on.
They walk together.
This could be the royal couple that has the painting. I'm just going to do a photo search.
She pulls out her phone. They stop walking while Ava searches.
Prince Maximus and Princess Katrine of... Baldonia. Wait, that's where you're from. Baldonia Palace is only 2 hours away. Oh, darn, there's no tours. I wonder why it's not open to the public. It really should be.
The woman from the jewelry store snaps a photo.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
She hurries away.
What was that about?
I don't know. Annoying tourists, I guess.
That's strange.
They continue walking.
How about we go, to the market? Do you love a good bargain?
Now they browse in the market. Ava looks at a silk scarf.
This is so pretty.
Like it.
It's beautiful.
We'll take it. Give you 100 euros?
Joe pays the vendor.
Danke.
They walk on.
Thank you, but Joe, you didn't even bargain.
What?
I don't think it's worth that much.
Bargain? What? How am I supposed to do that?
We'll start a lot lower.
What, like, I'll give you 75 euros?
Never mind. That was really nice of you. I'm sure she has a family at home.
Look at you. I'm always thinking about others.
Ava puts on the scarf.
How's it look?
Looks perfect.
They walk on. Holding a scepter with a red ball, Joe poses beside a portrait. Ava tries on weird glasses. Joe tries on a hat and shades. He turns toward Ava.
That's good. Yeah, you actually pull it off.
Now Ava tries on a beret and sunglasses. She turns toward Joe. She picks up a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, look at... Yes!
They approach another market table. The vendor.
Honeymoon?
Oh, no.
Anniversary?
No, just new friends.
Oh, yeah.
They're giving off quite the couple vibes today.
Well, maybe they're onto something.
You seem familiar. What's your name?
Joe.
Ava picks up a jeweled hairband.
It's Joe.
How much for this one?
That is 200 euros. It was part of a royal jewelry collection. Very, very old.
Really? Which royals?
The Collar family.
Hmm. Wetzburg Castle burned down in 1817, and there was very little left. Are you sure?
Oh, it's real.
Well, I suppose we can always look it up in their public catalogue.
Well, 30 euros.
I'll take it.
Great.
Ava pays the vendor.
Thank you.
She puts on the hairband.
Oh, yes. Look at that. An absolute natural. Straight into the royal wave. You know exactly what you're doing.
The vendor recognizes Joe.
Now I know.
Very good.
It's you. It's you. Your Highness.
Ava turns back to see the woman bow.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's an Austrian tradition. I think I've done it enough. All right. Danke.
Joe and Ava go off. Later on board the ship, Joe sits at the bar. Reynolds approaches. Reynolds.
Good evening.
Joe.
Let me guess. You want to know if I've made up my mind?
It's as if you're psychic, sir. You know, the cruise ends in 4 days.
Play a game with me, Reynolds.
Now's not the time.
You see, my entire life...
Joe draws a tic-tac-toe.
I have done this.
He makes an X in the center, then passes the napkin to Reynolds.
Go on, it's your turn.
They take turns making X's and O's.
And my father does that. And then I do this. And my father does that. And then I do this. And my father does that. It's a constant back and forth. It's all about who has the power.
Well, the king would say he has.
Well, then how is it that we always end up like this? No winner.
It's a draw.
Well, perhaps you deserve some respect. The effort you've put into preserving the palace art, the charity work you do.
And yet my father never takes me seriously.
Yeah, because on the flip side of that, your shenanigans are getting as old as King Charles's collection of leaky pens. Thank you.
All right, I deserve that.
You know, there was a time when your father didn't get along with his father. He was pretty wild, too.
Father, really?
Oh, yes.
How did they work through it? They were so close.
Compromised. And your father came to realize how important the role of king is. How much it means to your family, to the country.
It's a massive responsibility.
More importantly, sir, it's an honor. One bestowed on very few before you.
Reynolds sips his drink.
To be or not to be king? That's the question, Reynolds. I swear I feel as tormented as Prince Hamlet.
Hopefully not that tormented, sir.
Joe sips his whiskey.
Well, anyway, perhaps your brother can help you. He just called he's coming tonight.
Max is coming. No, I'm about to go find Ava. We had a wonderful day together.
Well, I
just
really
tell Max that I'll see him when I get home.
Joe stands.
Thank you, Reynolds.
Joe goes off. Reynolds pulls out his phone.
Look at that. Max is unavailable. Initiating Operation Brotherly Love.
Reynolds makes a call.
Hello, Betty. Yes, I wondered if you could see your way to having dinner with Ava this evening. You could? Excellent. Yes. No, I shall see you afterwards.
Reynolds drinks his whiskey.
That would be wonderful.
Now there's a knock on a stateroom door. Joe opens the door to find Max on the doorstep.
Max.
Joe.
What are you doing here?
Max.
Reynolds was supposed to tell you I was coming.
Oh. I suppose I didn't get the message.
Come on. Let's grab a drink. Away from here.
They head out together.
It's good to see you.
Now in a bar.
Good to see you too.
Max.
Cheers.
Joe.
Cheers.
They both have a beer.
It's one of my favorites. So, does Father know you're here?
No. I didn't want him stopping me, since you're supposed to be thinking about everything. Reynolds told me you're still struggling, so I'm here, if you need to talk through anything.
Thanks, Max. I just don't want to make the wrong decision. And Father always wants everything done on his own time.
Has all that meditation gone to your head? There is only one time with him, Crown Standard Time. He's the king.
I know. I'm just not very good at doing what's expected of me. I didn't get the royal gene like you did. You make it look so easy.
Because I understand the magnitude of our legacy. the warriors who came before us, the duty to country. But honestly, you make having fun look easy. I'm jealous of that.
Well, maybe we should meet in the middle somewhere. I could take up dressage with you again.
I could ride one of your motorbikes.
Deal.
They sip their beer.
Mm. That painting you secured is incredible, by the way. Thank you for that.
Oh, you should thank Ava. She helped me pick it out. We're choosing the second one tomorrow at Belvedere.
Is she the distraction Reynolds was talking about?
I have never met anyone like her.
Sounds serious.
It is.
So? Bring her home to meet mother and father.
I haven't told her who we are yet.
You're kidding.
Look, everything that I do in my life is judged on the fact that I'm a royal. No one sees me as a person, but she does. With her, I can be just Joe. And now, yes, now I'm worried about how she'll react, how mother and father will react, because they have always had a very specific idea of who I should end up with, someone like, you know, Princess Gummy.
Gudrun, and trust me, she's not your type. Look, best advice, just be honest. Get it all out in the open as soon as possible. I think mother and father will be more receptive than you think.
Thanks, Max.
Look, I want you to know, whatever your decision, I support you. And I'll always be here for you.
It pains me to admit this, but you're a good brother. And actually, if this should work out with Ava, there's a painting I'd like to talk to you about.
Now Betty has dinner with Ava. Betty.
So, you and Joe, you two seem to be getting very close.
Ava.
Yeah, maybe a little too close. This cruise is almost over, Betty, and I'm going back to Chicago. I really don't want to get my heart broken again.
Betty sets down her coffee cup.
I lost my husband, so I know it can be scary getting back out there. But what this adventure has done for me, it's opened my eyes to the possibility of love. And I never thought that would happen. So let me ask you this. Has Joe made you feel that spark again?
He has.
Then every minute spent with him is worth it. Don't worry about the future. Just focus on the right now.
The next day, the palace in Vienna.
The king and queen are being very generous with their collection.
Joe and Ava look at paintings. Ava.
We've been staring at these for over an hour. I think we need to make a decision.
Joe.
I know. It's just, they're all so great.
Do you need to get that?
It can wait. Okay, how about this? On the count of three, we both just point to the one that we like the best. Okay?
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
They both point at the same floral painting.
Great lines again.
Well, that's our charity mission complete. I think perhaps we should celebrate with a kiss.
Now they look at an abstract painting, The Kiss.
I've seen The Kiss in art books, but the original is... Wow.
Wow is right.
What do you think of when you look at it?
Well, the gold shimmers like early morning light. It creates a kind of fog around the couple.
Almost as if they're the only two people in the world.
They look at each other.
It's hard to see where one ends and the other one begins.
They step closer to one another.
Shall we?
Well, you can't come to the kiss and not.
Joe and Ava kiss.
For all of it, for making me feel hopeful about life again.
I think we've done that for each other.
You should get that.
All right. Excuse me.
Joe steps away to take the call.
All right, it's Max.
There are several missed calls. Joe checks a message. There's a photo of him and Ava together taken by the tourist in the Beldonia Daily.
No,
announcing the prospect of a royal engagement. Now messages from Reynolds pile up. Joe looks worried. He turns toward Ava. Then he turns away. Later that night...
Yes, Father. Just a misunderstanding.
On board the ship.
Yes.
Joe on the phone.
Of course, Father. I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Reynolds joins him.
So you're not engaged?
No, of course not.
This is not good.
No, it's not. My father is less than thrilled, shall we say.
But Ava hasn't seen the story yet.
I don't think so. As far as I can tell, it's only been in the Baldonia papers.
You need to tell her, sir.
I will. Tonight. But my father wants me to return home immediately.
What's your plan?
Well, we aren't too far from the palace right now.
Joe checks his watch.
I'll return home, speak with my family, and then rejoin the ship before it sets sail for Budapest.
Would you like me to accompany you, sir?
I need to do this on my own. It's time my father and I really talk for a change.
As you wish. I'll tell Ava you had business to attend to back at home.
Thank you, Reynolds. See you when I get back.
Joe goes off. Now on a deck, Teddy chats with Ava. Teddy.
Do you think you and Joe will stay in touch after the cruise?
Ava.
I don't know. For now, I'm just taking things one moment at a time. My breakup messed me up when it comes to relationships. People, really. I look for things now, things to go wrong. It's almost like I will things to fail.
You were supposed to get married, Ava. It's understandable. But not everything is destined to fail.
Not everyone's my ex. But no matter what happens, this cruise was exactly what I needed. I'm even thinking of a career pivot.
Wow, exciting. What are you going to do?
Look into some museum work, maybe nonprofit galleries.
I used to do PR for nonprofits. It was very rewarding. But then I made my own pivot here at the Emerald Sun. It was the best decision I ever made. Came at the right time in my life. Change is a good thing.
Now at the Beldonian Palace. Joe walks through a billiards room. In his office, the king awaits his son's arrival. Joe enters the office. Joe.
Father.
The king.
Joseph.
Stands.
I'm sorry about the engagement mix-up.
Yes, that was quite unfortunate. Thankfully, Reynolds managed to convince the papers to run a retraction. He says you've grown quite close to this woman.
Her name is Ava.
You barely know her.
And yet she's everything. I'd like to invite her to the gala, to introduce her to you and Mother, the whole family.
She is a commoner. I would expect that if you're to be king, you would choose someone more suited to the role.
Well, I can't help who I fall in love with, Father.
The king steps away from his desk, turns around, and looks out the window.
Once again, I feel like I'm failing you.
Son, disappointing me is getting a speeding ticket in front of the palace. Failing me? That's something you've never done.
The king looks at Joe.
I've always been proud of your accomplishments.
Really?
Yes. You just leave me a little exasperated some days, that's all.
So why did you force my hand?
Joe takes a seat.
I did it for you.
The king sits behind his desk.
For me?
Yes. Grandfather died suddenly, and I was instantly king. There was no time for deciding anything. I could see the weight of the world was on your shoulders, and I know once you make your choice, you will be at peace.
Will you be upset with me if I choose not to be king?
Not in the least. But I will say, in defense of the job, it can be fun. The perks are great. And best of all, no one tells you what to do.
Joe smiles.
Come in.
Max enters.
Joe. Max. Thank you for having my back the other night.
Of course.
They all stand.
But we have a problem. A big one.
That retraction the paper said they were going to run, it's not happening. They're doubling down on Joe's engagement.
Max hands his father his phone.
What? I have to get back to the ship. I'll be back in time for the gala with an answer.
Good luck.
Max goes off. Now on board the ship, Ava sits alone on the deck, flipping through a book. The captain makes an announcement.
This is your captain speaking. We will be setting sail shortly for Budapest. For myself and the crew, happy sailing.
Ava checks the time on her phone, 4:45. She goes off to find Teddy. Ava.
Hey, Teddy. I haven't seen Joe. Do you know if he's checked in yet?
Teddy.
Let me see. Nope, not yet.
It's getting a bit late.
He has 5 minutes before we leave. He's cutting it close. Is everything okay?
I'm sure it's fine.
Ava checks her phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that him?
No, it's an artist I'm interested in, Tobias Hoffler. He wants to work with me.
That's great.
I can't wait to tell Joe.
Ava pockets her phone.
I just hope he makes it in time.
Maybe Reynolds has seen him. I think he's up on the top deck.
Thanks, Teddy.
Ava heads off. Up on the top deck, Reynolds sits at a table. Betty.
I figured it out.
Joins him, tablet in hand.
The secret of a hole in one.
She shows him the tablet with the news article.
You and Joe. Joe is the Duke of Baldonia, and you are his butler.
I prefer valet. Betty, I feel terrible about this.
Ava doesn't know, does she?
Ava approaches. Ava.
Ava doesn't know what?
Betty hands Ava her tablet. Ava looks at the screen. She reads,
"From ordinary to extraordinary, mystery woman revealed. Ava, princess? Chicago commoner to duchess to be? A tiara-clad fairy tale begins?"
Joe was going to tell you.
Duke of Baldonia?
Joe arrives.
Ava, can I talk to you, please? It's urgent.
Ava turns to face him.
I just realized the painting I've been chasing across Europe. Your family owns it.
I'm sorry.
Betty goes off.
There were so many times I was going to tell you.
We spent every day together on this cruise and you couldn't find one. What did you think, that I'm some woman looking for a royal to sweep me off my feet? Or that I'd call the press?
No, nothing like that.
I told you things. Private things about my past. You took advantage of that.
I meant every word I said. Let me explain.
He stops Ava from walking away.
You know what hurts the most? You made me not doubt myself for the first time in a long time. And now here I am. Back where I started.
Ava.
No.
Ava goes off. Later that night. Ava sits alone on the deck in a deck chair. Reynolds approaches. He sits in a chair beside her. Ava.
I don't have anything to say to you.
Reynolds.
Ava, Joe is devastated. I've known him for many years and I've never seen him like this. He's so very sorry.
There's no excuse for what he did. And you didn't say anything either, Reynolds.
I'm sorry, too. Joe struggles with his family, as you know, and now you have context. He's never found his place. And he was trying to figure out where he belonged on this cruise. He never expected to meet you.
I get that he's going through a hard time, but that doesn't give him a pass to do what he did. Did he ask you to talk to me?
No. He'd be upset if he thought I was interfering. But you've managed to reach him in a way no one ever has. He even told his father, the king, about you.
Really? I appreciate what you're saying. I do. But without trust, it's just a house of cards.
Ava gets up and walks away. The next day, the captain.
welcome to Budapest. We'll be spending our final 2 days here, so I do hope you'll get out and enjoy some of our excursions arranged by our fabulous cruise director, Teddy.
Now Hero Square Plaza in Budapest. Tourists mill about. Joe catches up with Ava. Joe.
Ava. Teddy told me you'd be on the tour.
Ava.
I told you I have nothing left to say to you.
I didn't want what happened between us to be left unresolved.
There's nothing to resolve. I should have known better. Coming on an ill-fated honeymoon, the brink of disaster, right?
Ava, please. I made a huge mistake. And if I could take it back, if I could do things differently, I would. I never intended for you to doubt yourself. That's the last thing I wanted. You're the first person in my life who has seen me for who I truly am, and not just for my title. And I didn't want that to end. I know it's selfish, but I'm sorry. Everything snowballed, but this has been the best week of my life.
Do you know how excited I was to tell you Tobias reached out yesterday? He wants to work with me.
Really?
Yes, and you ruined that moment. I can't be with someone that I don't trust.
Wait. Don't you think that maybe what happened before with your ex, with you coming on this trip alone, it happened for a reason? It was paving the way for something real and beautiful. It was paving the way for us.
I have to go.
No, please.
Ava starts to leave, then turns back.
I know I can't ask anything of you, but will you come to my family's royal gala? They want to meet you. I want you to be there.
There's no sense in prolonging this, Joe. I wish you the best. I really do.
Ava goes off. Joe is devastated. Later, the Beldonian Palace. Max and Katrine are served tea. Katrine.
What are we going to do? This is a mess.
Looking at the newspaper. Max.
He's even tried inviting her to the gala.
It's a shame. He really seems like he's in love.
I know.
You know, maybe there's something I can do.
Katrine sips her tea. Later that night, on board the ship. In the lounge, Ava drinks some wine. The captain.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you from myself, our cruise director, the one and only Teddy, and our very special Emerald Sun crew, for this fabulous cruise along the Danube. I always love these trips and the people I meet, but this one, I have to say, was very, very special. Good luck as you continue your journey on from here, and hopefully one day our paths will cross again. Thank you.
Ava turns to Teddy. Teddy.
I'm sorry about everything.
Ava.
Thanks, Teddy.
You two were happy together. Everyone could see that.
But it wasn't real.
Have you thought that maybe at the heart of it, it was real? I mean, how many chances in a lifetime do you get to be invited to a palace by a prince? You should go to the gala. Oh.
Teddy is handed a note in a folder. She looks at the note.
A special delivery arrived for you. It's been sent to your cabin.
Ava takes the folder. Ava returns to her cabin to find several gowns laid out on her bed. She picks up another card. She picks up an invitation to the royal gala. Inside is a letter. Ava reads.
Dear Ava, I'm Yozhev's sister-in-law, Katrine. And although I haven't met you, I can see how much Yozhev cares about you. I wanted to reach out to tell you how much we were all looking forward to meeting you. I took the liberty of sending some gowns because I wasn't sure you brought one for the occasion. We hope to see you soon. Katrine.
Ava stares at the letter. She picks up one of the gowns from the bed. Sometime later, Ava stands at the window on the boat looking out over the river. Later that night, the Veldonian Palace. Guests arrive for the gala. Doors open on a resplendent ballroom where well-heeled guests are dancing. Reynolds is dancing with Betty. Reynolds.
You look ravishing tonight.
Betty.
Oh, Reynolds. Thank you so much for inviting me. This is the first royal gala I've ever been to.
You fit in perfectly. Stay, Betty. Stay for a while. Let's get to know each other.
They stop dancing.
Oh, so tempting. But I have to get back to the ship for the next cruise.
I shall miss you.
Reynolds kisses Betty's hands. They go off together. Joe stands with his family. The king.
We're glad you're here, son.
Joe.
Thank you, Father. Come to a decision after a great deal of thought, and it's a decision that I think will best work for this family and for me.
You have?
I think Max will make the perfect king, and Katrine an excellent queen. They were made for it.
The queen looks at Max.
You're sure about this?
I am.
Max?
Max.
I'd be honored. Well then, it seems we have our decision. I'm proud of you, son.
Joe and Max shake hands.
Both of you.
The king shakes Max's hand. The queen.
As am I.
Of course, you will always retain the title of prince, assuming you want it.
I think I'll need it for an idea I have.
What is it?
All the art that we have and the historical pieces just sitting in storage. What if we opened a national gallery here in the palace? Well, we should be sharing our history with the world.
Not a bad idea.
I like it.
We'll talk after the gala.
All right.
Katrine enters and walks up to Joe.
No sign of Ava?
No, not yet, I'm afraid.
Katrine.
Would you mind if I borrowed him for a moment?
Why, what's going on?
Just trust me.
Right.
Joe and Katrine go off together, arm in arm. Now a red gown floats down a blue carpet. Ava has arrived. As she enters the ballroom, she sees Katrine and Joe. They walk toward her. Joe steps up to Ava. Joe.
You're stunning.
You've met my sister-in-law, Katrine.
Ava.
Yes, thank you for making this happen. Katrine gave you quite the reference, Yozhev.
The royal family joins them. The queen.
You made quite the impression, Ava.
The king.
The woman who's captured our son's heart.
It's so nice to meet you, your majesties.
Ava curtsies. Katrine bows. Ava does the same. Musicians play.
May I?
Joe takes Ava's hand and they move out onto the dance floor.
She's lovely.
Yes, she is.
Joe and Ava dance together. Joe.
Thank you for giving me a second chance to earn your trust. Can we say that this is our first date? Our
blank canvas?
Ava.
This is quite the first date.
Well, I hope there will be many more. I know your schedule to go home tomorrow, but
Maybe you'd like to stay? Get to know my family, get to know me. Can't imagine my life without you. Can't imagine anything without you.
But you could visit Chicago. I can show you the bean.
You could show me the bean? I have no idea what that means, but yes, please, I would love to come visit Chicago.
They part. Ava does a turn, and Joe pulls her toward himself.
You've made me the happiest man in the world, Ava. There's one more thing I'd like to show you.
They step out of the ballroom. Now they enter the darkened storage room where the canvas sits on an easel covered by a sheet. Joe removes the sheet. Ava looks at the painting, then toward Joe.
Max and Katrine gifted it to us. And I know the perfect place for it. All you need is an open heart.
Thank you for opening mine. Just Joe.
Joe and Ava share a kiss. They stand together among the covered art in the royal storage room.